This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and that opening track was one called Dobro on the Loose. That was recorded 1976 in Sydney, Australia, and the lineup was Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, Alan James on bass, Colin Watson on guitar, and Paul Trenwith, that's me, playing banjo, and by the miracle of modern technology, I was playing the Dobro part as well, and I do believe I was playing the mandolin rhythm too, though I didn't know I knew that many chords on mandolin. And I remember at the end of the song, I had a really fancy banjo lick worked out just in that clear space right at the end, and I was so tired by the end of the song I couldn't do the fancy lick. It was all I could do to keep in time with the music. But that was Dobro on the Loose. It is a great fun tune to play. We played it at one of the Kiwigrass festivals a couple of years back. A mixture of the Pippi Pickers and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band performed it for the first time ever in New Zealand, and it was a lot of fun. I played Dobro, and Nat Torkington played banjo, and we had a neat time doing it. Welcome to the show. Hope there's something in here that you're going to enjoy. I'm going to start off with a perfect tune for the weather and the season in New Zealand. Anyway, this is the Cold and Lowdown Lonesome Blues, and that's from the Someday, the 15th anniversary collection from Blue Highway. Great band. Tim Stafford on guitar, Wayne Taylor bass, Sean Lane mandolin and guitar and fiddle, Rob Ikes on dobro and Jason Burleson on banjo. And here they are doing the Cold and Lonely Lonesome Blues, which is perfect for winter in New Zealand.
I never felt this way before you left me, and the memories I just can't erase. I need to wander out and just start living, but a broken heart has kept me in this place. Yeah, a broken heart has kept me in this place. It fills a room with loneliness and sorrow, and I miss the way you once held me tight. Yeah, I miss the way you held me tight. Walking around lonesome ever after, ran around and became another's bride. You ran around and became another's bride. Here in this room, you took the warmth away when you left me. It's a shame what a cold heart can do. It's a shame what a cold heart can do. Tell you about all the pain that I'm living through. You tell me you don't want to hear my troubles or my cold and low down lonesome blues. I've got the cold and low down lonesome blues.
Good band they are, aren't they? I love the way Jason Burleson just drives that banjo along. Sounds really good to me. I'm a banjo player, so you might expect it to. One of the bands that I saw at one of the Grass Valley festivals that I went to in California was the band called Munro Crossing, and I really enjoyed their music. They're a band from Minnesota. This album goes back to 2001, and it's called Across the Blue Mountains, but they've got some lovely music on it. Art Blackburn plays guitar, does a lot of the lead singing. Benji Fleming plays the banjo, Mark Anderson the bass, Lisa Fugley plays the fiddle and does lots of lead singing, and Matt Thompson plays the mandolin. They all share the instruments and the vocals, as most bluegrass bands do. And I've picked a song called, it's another winter song, I don't believe it. It's called Rain Was Turning Into Snow. This is Munro Crossing. Munro Crossing. I hope you enjoyed that track. I've got a CD in front of me, Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band, and the CD is entitled Legacy. It came out in 2010, and it's got some great pickers on it. Peter Rowan plays guitar and does most of the lead vocals. Jody Stetcher plays mandolin, and he's going to do the lead vocal on the song that I've selected. Keith Little plays banjo. Delightful gentleman. I spent some time talking to him in California, and he is just a very nice guy to talk to and loves his bluegrass music. Paul Knight, another stalwart picker from California, is playing bass, doing the vocals. And the song that I've picked out is one called The Catfish Blues, and Jody Stetcher gets to sing it. Let's hear about the catfish, eh?
Last night I lay down and I couldn't get no rest. Notion crossed my mind, nah, nah, nah. Gonna take her, gonna take her. Yeah, 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 take a stroll out west. I'm gone, yes, I'm gone. And you'll cry and won't make me stay. Oh, cry, nah, nah, nah,
before I was born. Got a boy child coming now, 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 for on a wheel, yeah. Well now, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a rolling stone. And they called on me to pray. I fell down on my knees. Nah, 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 I didn't. Oh, didn't. I didn't. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 not a word to say. Stars of catfish swimming in the deep blue sea. Of all you good looking women, nah, nah, nah. Send out lines, send out lines, lines and hooks, hooks and lines. Send out lines, send out lines. Yeah, 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 fishing after me.
Well, that was a bit different, wasn't it? Jody Stetcher singing with Peter Rowan's bluegrass band, and it had a different feel there, still using the instruments, and they still had all the sounds in there. I thought that was a little bit different for you. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm playing some of the music from my shelves that I think you might enjoy, and I'd like to find a few gems in amongst all the music that I've got sitting there. And one of them is Norman Blake. I saw Norman Blake in 1971 when he was playing with John Hartford and realised what a wonderful accompanist he was on his guitar for John Hartford's music, and then realised in a wider sense just what an accomplished musician he was. And this album first came out in 1976, and it's just one called Norman Blake Whiskey Before Breakfast, and it's an album of guitar instrumentals, but it's got some very funny notes that I'm going to read out to you. As usual, you get the technical information on a good CD liner notes. All the cuts on this record are Norman with his 1934 D18, and there's lots of blah about that. The notes are written by Nancy Blake, that's Norman's wife, but at the end of the note she says, Norman was wearing a white undershirt, a brown corduroy shirt, a plaid overshirt and grey pants with a brown leather belt, black socks and brown high tops from Penny's. Ken, the record man from Rounder, ate a lot of dates and peanut butter, and Sundance, the engineer, wore a brown shirt with an Indian on the back and some good words. I went out for Kentucky Fried Chicken, coffee, and told Norman when he was playing too fast. All in all, we had a good time making this record, and hope and pray to the stars above that everyone likes the music. Nancy Blake. I reckon they are fantastic record notes. And here's Norman playing the Arkansas Traveller.
Thank you.
Wasn't that pretty? So many good licks in that. Norman Blake playing the Arkansas Traveller. Here's one of my favourite female singers, Claire Lynch. Delightful lady, and she does a gospel song that is just about perfect. Have a listen. Just beautiful. Loved her singing, loved the song. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And it's played for the first time on the 1st of August and on a Tuesday night, and then subsequently around other access radio stations in New Zealand and further abroad than that. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they've been sponsoring music in Hamilton and the general Waikato district for many, many years, and they will help you with whatever you want musically, be it a new instrument, maybe a Martin guitar or a Deering banjo or a fiddle or a mandolin, or some books on how to play, or even if it's just advice and accessories. Go and see them. They've got very helpful staff there. They all know what they're talking about. They're all musicians, and you get the help that you need. Thanks, Shearers, for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Really appreciate it. And I'm just playing music that I like from my shelves, and every now and then come across something that I think, oh, that should be played. Right at the beginning of my bluegrass listening experience in the mid-1960s, I got a 4-LP set from Rebel Records, and it was called Bluegrass Spectacular, and it was 4 albums of all the music that Dick Freeland of Rebel Records had ever recorded, I think. A lot around the Baltimore area and Washington area. There was groups like the Country Gentlemen on there. That's where we first heard of them. And Red Allen, Frank Wakefield, Benny and Valley Kane, Billy Baker, Pete Pike, Earl Taylor was on there. But there was a band called the Franklin County Boys. And it's really Marvin Howell and the Franklin County Boys. It's a little bit hard to tell who was playing on the album. It was Russ Hooper on dobro for sure. Frank Joyner was probably playing guitar. Carol Swam may have been playing the bass. Kimball Blair might have been playing the fiddle. Danny Curtis might have been playing the mandolin. Marvin Howell played the banjo and sang lead. He had a weekly TV show on WMET. So he's a well-known band. They did some good songs, but here's some classic bluegrass from the mid-1960s. Marvin Howell and the Franklin County Boys, This Heart of Mine.
I remember the night we first met, dear. You promised that we would never part, but those promises you made have all been broken. Now I'm left alone with this broken heart. This heart of mine,
this heart of mine
is slowly dying,
slowly dying.
Every second, every minute of the day. This heart of mine,
this heart of mine
is still crying,
it's still crying.
Ever since the day you went away. And we parted. This kind of life you didn't mind, and those vows that you made have all been broken. Now I'm left alone with this heart of mine. This heart of mine,
this heart of mine
is slowly dying,
it's slowly dying.
Every second, every minute of the day. This heart of mine,
this heart of mine
is still crying,
it's still crying.
Ever since the day you went away. This heart of mine,
this heart of mine
is slowly dying,
it's slowly dying.
Every second, every minute of the day. This heart of mine,
this heart of mine
is still crying,
it's still crying.
Ever since the day you went away.
Well, that's how bluegrass sounded in 1965 or sometime before that, and that's what captured my interest, something pretty seriously, I tell you, and I've been playing the music ever since. Let's listen to Sawmill Road, now great band out of Arizona, I believe. Mark Miracle has been to New Zealand. He's a mandolin player, and he's been in Sonoran Dogs and X-Train. He hasn't quite got Sawmill Road over here yet. I would love to see them, but I saw them at a Grass Valley Festival in California a few years back, and they were brilliant. Just love their music. Here's Dick Brown playing banjo, Charles Edsall plays guitar, Steve Spurgeon plays bass and sings lead. He plays electric bass, sings lead, and Bruce Johnson plays the fiddle. They all share the vocals. I've picked two songs from them, and the first one is Little Teardrops with Steve singing the lead on it, and the second one is Last Train to Dixie with Mark doing the lead. So they swap the parts around for sure with the vocally, but you're going to enjoy their music. Here is Sawmill Road.
Now Mama Ruby and Papa Joe said, son, you shouldn't ought to go. I hear tell there's trouble down the hill. Everything's gonna be alright, you just stay home tonight. Willie didn't listen and he never will. Little Willie wasn't raised up bad. He had a good loving mom and dad, and they tried to raise him best they could. But no matter how hard they try, he'd just cheat and steal and lie. And it hurt to know that he didn't turn out good. And they cried little teardrops. They cried little teardrops. They cried little teardrops. But he didn't pay no mind. Willie's gonna break their heart. He'd always do things the wrong way. Wouldn't take no good advice. He even hit Ruby once or twice. He'd just drink all night and sleep all day. And then cried little teardrops. They cried little teardrops. They cried little teardrops. But he didn't pay no mind. He'd heard that Big Lester's back in town. The Big Lester was the man with a 44 in his hand. And he put Little Willie in the cold, hard ground. And they cried a little teardrops. They cried a little teardrops. They cried a little teardrops. But he didn't pay no mind.
Childhood days, where we lived in the midst of the mountains and
this northern city can't compare to the south. Folks up here don't know what it's all about. I've seen so many things I can't believe. That's why I'm waiting on the last train to Dixie. This is my last chance, go back where I belong. I haven't got a dime, but I'm going home. This cold northern life just isn't for me. I'm waiting on
banjo driving a song along. Dick Smith did that with the banjo. What a beautiful sounding banjo he's got, and stunning playing. That was the band Sawmill Road, very worth listening to any opportunity you can get. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music that I love to play. I'd like to do a big hi out to all the people listening on various podcasts. This show comes as a podcast from Free FM 89.0. You can just go to the webpage and find Back Porch Bluegrass and click on any of the last 10 or so episodes and listen to them. Or you can listen on Spotify or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. There's a whole bunch of different ways to listen to this show as a podcast. And thank you for all you people tuning in. I got a letter today from Jim Nichols in Memphis, Tennessee, and he enjoys the show. So thanks very much, Jim, for tuning in. Appreciate you writing and saying how much you enjoy the show too. That's really great. Lots of people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand and also throughout Canada. Really like the fact that if you're in CFBX Kamloops, British Columbia area, you can hear the show. Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George in British Columbia. And if you're in the USA, you can listen on Bluegrass Planet Radio or Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. A whole bunch of ways you can listen to a New Zealander's take on Back Porch Bluegrass. And we enjoy our music down here, same as we enjoy our sport. We've got the FIFA World Cup down being shared between New Zealand and Australia, and I'm watching a lot of the games live. Watched Australia play Canada. New Zealand's now out of it, unfortunately. We just couldn't get those last goals in the space required, but that's the way it goes, isn't it? So what are we going to have? Some music. Well, Dick Brown was playing pretty fast. In my younger days, I could play fast too. Hamilton County recorded a live concert at the Wynyard Tavern in Auckland in 1970, middle of 1970. And we were introduced on stage by Jeff Bendel, the man who ran the music program at the very small Wynyard Tavern. We were packed in. It was a great atmosphere. And we started with a song that we used to start our set when we played at the Romp Festival in Owensboro, Kentucky in 2008. It's a great bluegrass song. We borrowed it from the Osborne Brothers and really enjoy playing Roll Muddy River.
The Wynyard Tavern would like to welcome the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Roll muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on, muddy river.
I've got a notion you'll go to the ocean. Roll on, muddy river, roll on, muddy river. I've got a gal in Tennessee who's long been a-waiting for a little old me. Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on. New Orleans on the old St. Lou, stop in Memphis, Minneapolis too. Back in Nashville I'll be through. So roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on. Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on, muddy river. I've got a notion you'll go to the ocean alone. Muddy river, roll on, muddy river. I've got a gal in Tennessee who's long been a-waiting for a little old me. Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on. She won't wait, so roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on. Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on. I've got a notion you'll go to the ocean alone. Muddy river, roll on, muddy river. I've got a gal in Tennessee who's long been a-waiting for a little old me. Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on. Muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on.
Oh, lots of energy there. I don't think I could play that fast these days. The boys were always very good at harmony. Lead was taken by David Calder on the high tenor, and then Alan Rhodes doing the baritone, and then Lindsay Bedoni, a bass player, doing the in-between harmony there. Colleen playing fiddle, me playing banjo, and we had a great concert, I tell you. Let's hear from Munro Crossing again. Another gospel song called Two Men Are Praying, and it goes like this.
Two men are praying to the Lord. Pharisee was proud. He shouted out loud, "Dear Lord, there's no dirt upon my hands. I'm perfect, I'm strong, I've never done wrong. I'm thankful I'm not like that sinner man." Pharisee, two men are praying to the Lord. Shame to even lift his trembling voice. "I'm guilty, Lord," he cried, "and I'm weak down inside. Have mercy on me, for I'm lost." There were two men a-praying, two men a-praying, two men a-praying to the Lord. sea to bend a prayer into the low. Bible says, Lord, listen to bold prayers. Listen, and he gave it all some thought. And the Pharisee's faith was like it was before he prayed. But the sinner, he found a place in God's own heart. There were two men a-praying, two men a-praying, two men a-praying to the Lord. Two men to pray into the Lord.
Crossing, two men are praying to the Lord. Let's hear from Claire Lynch again. This is actually from a different CD than the one I played before. One called New Day. She's got David Harvey playing mandolin, Jim Hurst on guitar, Missy Raines on bass, fiddle, Andrea Zond, and Claire, of course, is playing guitar and doing the lead vocals. It's a song called Be Ready to Sail.
In a moment of reflection, looking back upon my life, there were times I changed direction, letting fortune pass me by. And there were seldom second chances, and nothing so profound as a lesson learned the hard way that I'll use next time around.
Be ready to sail. When a good wind blows your way, be ready to sail.
Cast your fate upon the water,
catch a big wave by the tail.
And when a good wind blows your way,
be ready to sail.
Hearts are restless for a new and different shore. Filled with second guesses, they never climb on board. While those with faith to guide them leave all their fears behind, chasing down their destination over on the other side.
Be ready to sail. When a good wind blows your way, sail.
Cast your fate upon the water,
catch a big wave by the tail.
And when a good wind blows your way, be ready to sail. a good wind blows your way, be ready to sail, be ready to sail.
Ready to Sail, just a beautiful song. Well, we're coming close to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show this week. I always like digging deep and just finding something that I'd like to play to you all. Lonesome River Band is a great bluegrass band. They've had lots of personnel changes over the years. They're anchored by Sammy Shelor on banjo. And this particular lineup in the Lonesome River Band Chronology Volume 3. This band has got Brandon Rickman on guitar and lead vocals, Randy Jones on mandolin and lead vocals, Barry Reed on acoustic bass, Mike Hartgrove on fiddle, and of course Sammy Shelor playing the banjo. And they all sing different parts, as you might expect. And it's a great song to take us out, really. It's one called Stray Dogs and Alley Cats from their 2012 album. Thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. Do it again next week, too. I'll be delighted to have you share the music with me. See ya.
Every Sunday in my mama's church, I'd sneak some money out of mama's purse. And while she was praying, I'd slip away. Down at the pool hall, I'd play all day. I'd meet her home and she would shake her head. You're fluffing pillows on the devil's bed. I'd tell her mama know just how you feel, but I've made enough to cover all our bills. Too bad they're having him too good for hell. Little wings are better than big tails. And I don't expect to sit in God's right hand, but I could empty heaven's garbage cans. Oh, oh, hope there's room on those golden streets for stray dogs and alley cats like me. Go in the back way. My halo probably wouldn't shine real bright. Oh, but it'd get me through the clouds at night. And I don't care if I'm the last to sing, or if I've got the smallest set of wings. I'd watch the little devils down on earth, and I'd follow them when they sneak out of church. Too bad for heaven and little wings are better than big tails. Now don't expect to sit at God's right hand, but I could empty heaven's garbage cans. Oh, oh, hope there's room on those golden streets for stray dogs and alley cats. For stray dogs and alley cats. For stray dogs like me. Oh, just like me.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.